KCQCQ, the Blue Ridge 2 meter net. Your net control tonight is KC4SKD. My name is Larry. My location is Easley, South Carolina. In the interest in the promotion of amateur radio, this net is called nightly at 9 p.m. In the event of an emergency, this net will be activated. The repeater is located atop Caesars Head Mountain, about 2 miles south of the North Carolina, South Carolina State Line 6. The repeater is at an elevation of 3,500 feet and is owned and operated by the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society. All amateurs licensed to operate on the frequency are invited to check in. Is there any formal traffic for the net? Please call KC4SKD. Announcements or bulletins for the net? Please call KC4SKD. We will now begin the roll call. This is a directed net. All stations, with or without traffic, are invited to check in. As you check in, please give your call, name, location, and signal if you intend to remain on the net for the RACG portion. Those stations already checked in are listed, and you need not check in again unless you wish to amend your traffic. First on the list, we will call for EchoLink stations. EchoLink stations only. Call KC4SKD.
KC4K, net control. Please check in Kilo Golf 4, Uniform Oscar Yankee, KG4 ULY, Chris, located in Beaufort, South Carolina. Good evening to you and all on the net. I'll be negative and negative tonight.
This is Kilo Golf 4, Whiskey Bravo Bravo. That's KG4WBB. My name is Steve. I'm down the hill from y'all in Martinez, Georgia. I'll be negative, negative also. Good evening to you and everyone.
Whiskey Hotel 6 Alpha November Hotel. Carl, Charlie Alpha Radio Lima, Denver, Colorado. No traffic. A short time.
KC4SKD in the Blue Ridge 2 meter net. I'd like to recognize KG4UOY, Chris. KG4WBB, Steve. WH6ANH, Carl. It's good to have you folks checking in with us tonight. And one thing I forgot to do a while ago, I need to acknowledge the pre-net check-in, so we'll do that now. We got W4FCM, Fred. N4IEI, Isla. K4XMR, Mel. KM4BLH, Curtis. KG4PFI, Don. KG4QLQ, Linda. N4JRB, James. KO4RMM, Kurt. KI4LZI, Andy. KO4ZEW, Ben. KQ4JSK, Kim. N4ASW, Tony. N4DJC, Jerry. AA4GH, Gus. W4IOE, Sid. KN4RJN, John, and thank all of you for using the pre-net check-in feature. So we'll call 1C4SKD. We'll now go to the RF section, and since it's Friday night, we'll begin the station's uniform through Zulu, U through Z for the Blue Ridge 2 meter net. Please call KC4SKD.
SKD. Good evening. Please check in Kilo 4 X-ray Bravo. That's K4XB. My name's Tommy. My location is Southern Greenville County. I'll be negative and negative. Good evening to you and everyone on net.
4SKD and the Blue Ridge 2 meter net recognizing K4XB. Tommy, good to have you with us tonight, Tommy. Anybody else? Uniform through Zulu. Call KC4SKD. To the next group, Alpha through Delta, A through D, for the Blue Ridge 2 meter net. Please call KC4SKD.
4SKD. Evening, please check in Kilo Kilo 4, Delta Mike Whiskey, Rick, and my wife, Kilo Kilo 4, Oscar, November Oscar, Lorena, and my daughter, Kilo Mike 4, Mike Oscar Quebec, Michelle, We're all in Piedmont, and we'll all be negative and negative.
KC4SKD. Good evening, Larry. Thanks for calling the net tonight. Please check in Whiskey 4 Delta Julia Whiskey, W4DJW, Dave and Greer, negative and negative.
KC4SKD, the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, recognizing KK4DMW Rick, KK4ONO, Lorena, and Rick, I need for you to give me Michelle's call again. I was turning the page and didn't get that done fast enough. And W4DJW, Dave, Rick, come back with Michelle's call again, please.
Call is Kilo Mike 4, Mike Oscar, Quebec. That's Michelle.
Got it that time. KC4SKD, recognizing KM4MOQ, Michelle. And good to have all of you with us tonight. Another call, stations Alpha through Delta, called KC4SKD. Next group, Echo through Hotel, E through H, for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, please call KC4SKD.
4SKD. Check in, Kilo Charlie 4, Echo Zulu November, KC4EZN Harry in Canada, North Carolina. I will be negative, negative tonight. Thanks.
KC4SKD in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, recognizing KC4EZN Harry. Good to have you with us. Hope everything's okay in your neighborhood. Another call, stations Echo through Hotel, E through H. Call KC4SKD. I through L for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, please call KC4SKD.
Kilo 4 in Juliet. Foxtrot Oscar, and I am James. I'm up on this mountain in Tuxedo, North Carolina, and it's where I'll be negative and negative, say 73s for each one of you.
4SKD. Thank you for calling the net for us tonight. Please check in Kilo, Kilo 4, Juliet, Bravo, Quebec. This is Larry. Also, my wife Donna, Kilo, Charlie, 4. Mike, Foxtrot to Kilo. We make our home in Greer. Marcus in and out, please. Everyone have a good night. Vote tomorrow. 7-3. Night, please check in. Whiskey, Whiskey 4, Juliet Echo Tango. That's WW4. JET. It's Matthew, Northern Pickens County. Negative traffic tonight. Thanks for calling the net.
4SH 2-meter net, recognizing KK4JFO James, KK4JBQ Larry, and I echo what you said, Larry. Yeah, we need to go vote tomorrow. KC4MFK Donna, W4JET Matthew, and I hope I get everybody's call right. Another station is I through L, India through Lima, call KC4SKD. Mike through Papa, M through P. For the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, please call KC4SKD.
This is
K4OIM Walt. Good to have you with us, Walt. Hope you're doing okay. I see we have another Echo Link station up there. Echo Link stations only. Call KC4SKD.
KC4SKD. Good evening, Larry. Check in KA4PQA. Kilo Alpha 4, Papa Quebec Alpha, Stephen and Greenwood. Good evening to yourself, all of the net. No traffic and no RAQ.
Recognizing KA4PQA, Stephen. And thank you for checking in by way of Echo Link. Stephen, hope you're doing okay this evening. Anybody else? Let's see, what group was I in? Mike through Papa, M through P. Call KC4SKD.
One more time before we secure and go to the rack tube portion.
KC4SKD, the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call the stations all the way through the alphabet. This is KC4SKD now securing the formal portion of the net. For their thanks for checking in. All stations wishing to secure may do so. And we'll now begin the rag chew portion of the net and call for additional stations as we go along. And the first one I have listed is Eddie, W4NTQ. Eddie, how are you doing this evening?
KC4SKD, this is W4NTQ. Oh, we're doing pretty good. Been traveling around the county. Seeing kid folks, I guess, all day, and talking a little bit on the different frequencies, working on internet stuff also, and resting. So I've been going all. I got up pretty early this morning. I think I woke up for it and thinking about something. Anyhow, I didn't go back to sleep, but I go back to bed and say hello to everybody. And we saw a few hams today. And that's about it. So, KC4SKD. This is W4 Norway, Texas, Quebec.
That sounds like you've been busy. Saw a few hams today. There used to be some at the office where I work, and there's only three now, myself, Rhonda, and one other gentleman. And I had somebody asking me today about the radio, and I tried to give him some information. And I did, actually. I was kind of busy, but he can stop me in the hallway and we can talk. But good to have you with us, Eddie, tonight, and I hope everything's going okay for you. KC4SKD, the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Do we have additional check-ins all the way through the alphabet?
U4SKD, please check in Kilo, Quebec 4, Oscar Juliet Whiskey, that's KQ4OJW, Daniel in Seneca, South Carolina, on my new rig.
KO4HKX, that's Patrick. I'm up here in Penrose. I have no comment, no traffic tonight, Larry. Thank you for calling the net, sir.
C4SKD in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. We've got KK4OJW, Daniel, on a new rig. Good to have you with us tonight, Daniel. Hope everything's okay where you're at. And KO4HKX, Patrick. Good to have you with us tonight, Patrick. Hope you're doing okay. Let's see, moving along to the next person I have listed on the rag chew, unless I've missed somebody, we got KI4DOS Gary. How are you and Miss Joy doing this evening?
KC4SKD in the net, KI4DOS. I forgot your call there, Larry. We're doing fine over here. Hope you and Rhonda are. We had a good day over here. Got up and went over to did a little exercising and got that out of the way. I try to do that 3 times a week and got that taken care of and came on back home. Then I had some errands to run. Had to go over to the dump and haul the trash off, and then I had to go to the store and there's a pet food store and get some dog food. And then I went on over to Wally World. I don't really like to go over there a whole lot, but that's about who we use as our pharmacy. And I had a prescription ready, so I had to go over there to pick up a prescription. And while I was in there, there was a couple other things I picked up. And well, started back outside, and the little Girl Scouts had set up their cookie sales outside. You know me, Larry. I can't pass up a Girl Scout cookie.
I'm at Gary. Yeah, I have a weakness for those kind of cookies too. You know, we don't buy them often, but it's kind of hard to say no. Tell you something I'd like to have is a bowl of butter pecan ice cream with some blueberries and whipped cream. How does that sound to you?
The butter pecan ice cream, I can go for that real well. I don't know about putting blueberries in there, though. I'd have to try that. And I don't know about the whipped cream. I don't eat whipped cream on ice cream. You know, I'll go to one of these places and get a milkshake. I tell them, I said, don't put that whipped cream on top of it. Well, why not? I said, because I don't like it, and I ain't paying for it. You know, I'm buying the milkshake in order to get it the way I want it. But I don't know, the blueberries, I love blueberries. Matter of fact, I had a couple of blueberry Pop-Tarts for breakfast this morning, so I enjoy those. I don't know. It sounds good. I'm gonna have to try that. There, you got my ice cream parlor thing going in my brain here. I'm gonna have to go back to the store and get some ice cream.
Understand where you're coming from. I mean, different people like it different ways, but there used to be an ice cream place over in Greenville called Swenson's, and I don't know when it was there, but there was one in Charleston too, and in the early 80s you could go and they had this dish called Earthquake for $5, and that was a lot of money back in 1981 for and it was a massive amount of mixture of ice cream. I don't know if it had coconuts or whatever was in it. I just know we used to get those and eat them. That was a long time ago.
I remember going to the ice cream parlors way back when. My dad, when he was alive, he liked Tutti Frutti ice cream. And I think that's what it was. And there wasn't but one place you could get it, and that was Ice Cream Parlor over here in Easley, and I think that's what it was called. It might have been something else, but I'd have to ask Joy. Joy will remember it. She's got a better memory than I got. But the only place Daddy could find that ice cream was at the Ice Cream Parlor over on Main Street in Easley. And he'd come over here, wouldn't do it often, but every once in a while he'd sneak over here and get him a big old ice cream cone with two scoops of that ice cream on it.
I can see what I got to do tomorrow now is go get some ice cream. I got to start talking about it. And that's definitely on the grocery list. Saturdays, I'll call it the 3 G's anyway. I call it gas, garbage, and groceries. So that's what I usually take care of. But I found one thing. If the weather is nice on Saturday, and the past few times I've gone to the recycle center, it's about 3:30, 4 o'clock, and they're usually pretty crowded then. So I told Rhonda, I said, I think I'm going to change my plans and try going earlier on Saturdays when it's hopefully not too crowded.
Over there, and it's not crowded. I went over there today, and it was not crowded, believe it or not. It was about, I guess it was about 2:30, something right around 2:30, because I got behind a school bus, so you know how that goes. And the school bus didn't bother me that much. But I got on over there, and wasn't just a few cars over there, and you know, trucks, and I went in and tossed away my plastic and stuff over in the recycle part. And then I carried the rest of the garbage on down and towed it in the hopper down there and got rid of all of that and took care of that. So I got mine done a day early, but all I did was I went to the garbage dump and I did go to the grocery, but I guess you could call Walmart grocery. I don't buy groceries there, but you know, they do sell them, so. But I didn't pick up that much while I was there. I went mainly to pick up my prescription because we use a Walmart pharmacy there. And, I don't know, you know. We just have to wait and see what tomorrow brings. It's supposed to be really pretty, but it was pretty today. I mean, it was just absolutely gorgeous. Got up to about 70 degrees here at the house. And we had 0.5 and 6 inches of rain from midnight till when I got up this morning. And it already quit raining when I got up. So we got about a half inch of rain yesterday.
In the middle of the night or sometime early in the morning, it woke me up too. It was raining pretty hard there for a while. I didn't look at the rain gauge and see what it had on it, but anyhow, I'll take it. It's been a while since we've had some rain, but tell Miss Joy we said hello, and yeah, glad you got your errands done. We got company this weekend, so I'm not going to get to do much in the way of working on the car, but I'm planning on that next week, and I'll let you know how it goes.
I hope you enjoy your company this weekend. I'm sure you will. Y'all have a wonderful weekend. Since it's just the starting of it, I won't say what's left of it because it's got the whole weekend to go yet. But enjoy your weekend and your company, and run your errands and get all that stuff done, and then you prop your feet up and rest for a little bit before you have to go back to that four-letter word place that I don't have to go to anymore. That's a workplace. But we'll say 73 to you for now. Sound like you got a good net going. Maybe second shift will come in by now, and you'll get another 10 or 12 check-ins and maybe another rag tour or so. But good talking with you, and again, tell Rhonda we said hello, and we'll talk to you later. KC4SKD in the net, KI4DOS.
All right, thanks for being there with some rag chews and get me interested in ice cream tomorrow, so I will be going to the grocery store. Anybody else out there in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, Alpha through Zulu, call KC4SKD. Heard that I miss anybody for rag chew? Call KC4SKD. And heard, we'll stand by for the net report. KC4SKD now securing the Blue Ridge 2-meter net with our thanks for checking in. And I believe Dave is calling the net W4DJW tomorrow night. Not sure. Anyway, whoever is calling the net, be sure to check in and give him lots of check-in and rag chew. This is KC4SKD now returning the repeater back to normal amateur use. 73 and good night.